Ego autem in Domino speravi, exultabo et letabo. Quia respexisti humilitatem mea.
February 17, 2020, James 1:1-11. My brothers, consider it a great joy when trials of many kind come upon you, for you well know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and perseverance must complete its work so that you will become fully developed, complete, not deficient in any way. Any of you who lacks wisdom must ask God, who gives to all generously and without scolding, it will be given. But the prayer must be made with faith and no trace of doubt, because a person who has doubts is like the waves thrown up in the sea by the buffeting of the wind. That sort of person in two minds, inconsistent in every activity, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. It is right that the brother in humble circumstances should glory in being lifted up, and the rich in being brought low, for the rich will last no longer than the wild flower. The scorching sun comes up, and the grass withers. Its flower falls, its beauty is lost. It is the same with the rich in the middle of a busy life. The rich will wither. The central theme of this passage is faith, or rather doubt, which is contrary to faith. Doubt is indeed like a deep indecision or a reservation to get completely involved with God. And this doubt can grow so that it can influence the whole thinking and therefore also our being. When doubt is not stopped, then the reality of faith gets lost like in a fog, and objections and counterpositions come to the fore. To make clear decisions becomes more and more difficult. It is as if the person in doubt seems to be absent with his person. His heart is not really awake, and he does not perceive the reality of faith as a powerful reality that grabs and penetrates him and in which he consciously lives. This is a very sad state of affairs, which impairs the way to God, as described above in the text. That is why it is important, I speak exclusively of the realm of faith, to confront the doubt immediately. Faith holds on to God and does not let the emotional fear or the thoughts be penetrated by the gnawing doubt. These are temptations that the Lord allows in order to strengthen our perseverance on the path of faith, as the text says. For it, contrary to our doubt, we rely completely on God, then faith will become stronger. For example, if we say in such situations, Lord, we believe you because you have said it, then we shift the emphasis to the dimension of the will. This can happen without high and religious feelings, without feeling the Lord inwardly. But just in such an act of faith, one can also say an act of naked faith. Against the temptations of doubt, we grow spiritually, because then we are not like a wave driven back and forth by the wind. It is important to resist doubt immediately, especially when it refers to questions of faith, to the question whether God loves us, whether He is merciful to us, and so on. There it makes no sense to discuss with a doubt and collect arguments against it. it is better to turn away and turn to God. This is similar to the temptation of the devil. With the devil, one should not engage in a discussion, either flee from him or drive him away. Let us think of the example of the woman in paradise, who would have done better to end the conversation with the serpent than to get involved. Let us ask the Lord for courage and wisdom to resist doubts in a clear way. And let us remember that God takes temptations, however difficult and troublesome they may be, into his service to strengthen his own according to his will and lead them to perseverance in good. 4. But perseverance must lead to a finished work, for in this way you will be perfect and blameless, lacking nothing more.
The introit we will hear today is taken from Psalm 31 and says, I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love. Because you have seen my affliction, you have known the distress of my soul. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me.
In te, Domine, speravi, non confundar in eternum. In justitia tua libera me. Ego autem in Domino speravi, exultabo et letabor in tua misericordia, quia respexi humilitate mea.